track three. And the first news story from the Mid-Devon Advertiser is Remembrance Day to be live streamed by Town Council. Anyone unable to attend Newton Abbott's Remembrance Sunday Parade on November the 10th will be able to stream the event live on Facebook, with organisers saying the ceremony should be able to proceed despite long-term roadworks in Queen Street. Participants will begin to gather in Courtenay Street at 10 a.m. with the parade led by the Devonport Royal Naval Volunteer Band moving off at 10:35 a.m. The route through Queen Street will be passing by the ongoing civil engineering project, but Newton Abbott Town Council is in talks with the district and county councils to ensure safe and sufficient access is maintained. On arrival at the War Memorial, the Salvation Army Band will play an introduction, followed by the first hymn, Lord for the Years, led by singer Tracy Pierce. Prayers will follow and scripture reading by Martin Wrigley MP, a Bible reading and the exhortation, They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. The last post will be played at 10:58 a.m., with 2 minutes silence starting at 11 a.m. and ended by Reveille. The service will be conducted by the Royal British Legion Chaplain, the Reverend Bruce Porter, and Royal Air Force Cadets Chaplain, Gareth Regan. It will be followed by wreath laying from Newton Abbott Mayor Councillor Alex Hall, the Chairman of Teignbridge District Council, Martin Wrigley MP, representatives of the Royal British Legion and members of the public. Prayers for the armed forces will precede an address by Councillor Hall. Further hymns and the reading of a poem by Karina Richards from the 8th Newton Abbott Guides. After the Lord's Prayer, National Anthem and Blessing, the parade will reform and march back to the Royal British Legion headquarters. The Mayor, accompanied by the senior naval officer and presidents of the Royal British Legion, will take the salute at the War Memorial. The parade will fall out in Marsh Road at the Royal British Legion. Cubs, Brownies and Rainbows will form a guard of honour for the Mayor. To stream the event live, visit Newton Abbott Town Council's Facebook page. A short service will also be held at the War Memorial on Monday the 11th of November at 10:45 a.m.
Defibrillators added to residential areas. A charity that provides defibrillators around Teignmouth has extended its network, which already includes shopping areas and community centres, to install the vital life-saving equipment in a residential area. Teen Heartbeat officially opened its latest defibrillator at the crossroads of Lower Brimley, Higher Brimley, Holden Avenue and Buckeridge Road on Monday, November the 4th, and the charity hopes to add another defibrillator to a residential area soon. Having a defibrillator in a residential area is very important, said Teignmouth Mayor Kate Williams as she cut the ribbon to formally unveil the new machine. This defibrillator is one of the latest models and is suitable for use on children, pointed out Shirley Brokenshaw, founder and chair of Teen Heartbeat. This is especially useful as there is a childminder around the corner, she added. Shirley set up Teen Heartbeat to provide defibrillators in and around Teignmouth after she moved to the town 14 years ago. She has installed 16 defibrillators in Teignmouth and many more around Teignbridge. Shirley thanked Tom Dunn, who fitted the defibrillator to the fence outside his home, for allowing the charity to use his property to install the machine. Hopefully none of us in the local area or the wider Teignmouth community will ever need one of these, but it brings some peace of mind knowing that we have so many of these dotted around Teignmouth should anyone need one in an emergency, Tom said. Defibrillators can be used to restart someone's heart if it has stopped beating. Community defibrillators are available 24 hours a day and are safe and easy to use. The vital life-saving equipment is locked in a cabinet, and a code to access the unit is provided by 999 call dispatchers when required. Although specific knowledge is not needed to operate a defibrillator, as instructions can be given by phone, Shirley is organising free training later this month at the Richard Newton Hall for anyone interested in learning how to operate the equipment. Maintenance of the defibrillators costs around £2,500 per year, with some of the cost covered by a grant from Teignmouth Town Council.
Storm brewing over South West Water plans. South West Water unveiled its extensive plans to improve water quality and reduce the use of storm overflows in Dawlish at a public information event. Proposals for the town are part of the Water Company's £2.8 billion five-year investment programme aimed at tackling the much criticised use of storm overflows during heavy rainfall. But the plans have caused a storm of their own in the town, with residents less than impressed by the presentation held in the Manor House. Testing is due to be carried out in the next few weeks to help design a tailor-made solution to best meet the town's needs, while minimising any disruption in the town as much as possible. This will involve drilling trial holes at various locations, including the lawn. There will be upgrades to the drainage network to add capacity. Two large underground tanks on the lawn will link up with other network improvements. Work is due to start in January and will take between 12 and 14 months. Mr. Rands said, "This is a short-term development which will improve bathing water quality and make Dawlish more attractive to tourists. We are putting every effort into working with residents and business owners." But the timing has sparked outrage over the future of next summer's events programme, which is focused on the lawn, including Dawlish Celebrates Carnival, and the drop-in session intended by South West Water to outline its plans was widely criticised. Many agreed the project was needed and had been for some time, but it was said South West Water must sensitively execute these works, ensuring the lawn and wildlife together with business suffer the minimum impact during the work. Councillor Linda Petherick said, "It's got to be done, but it would be good if South West Water can work with the Town Council and the Chamber of Trade." South West Water says it is future-proofing Dawlish's water waste network. Several solutions are planned, including the new storage tanks, creating separate drains for sewage and rainwater, and fixing issues where surface water is wrongly seeping into pipework, putting added strain on the network.